Really, Riley? Really, Riley? Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Welcome back to Really Riley. It's Wednesday, another short week for us, which always means there's going to be some sort of long, drawn-out thing by the end of the week. Am I wrong? But I'm really excited for you guys to listen to this here podcast today because I've been doing a series, as you guys know, about my wedding vendors, the people that I used, whom I also consider as close personal friends because, let's face it, there were some bridezilla moments and I consider these people my superheroes that literally saved my day. And one of the biggest vendors that you guys have all been asking me about was my, I don't know what else to call her, my friend, my superhero, Katie from Rose Goals Events. So I'm so honored to have you on the podcast, Katie, because you know I think the world of you.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is so fun. And I feel like I'm in your world today since we've been, you know, on so many fun wedding planning call. So this is really exciting. I feel like it's like take your planner to work day.
I know, exactly. Well, I definitely wanted to speak to my vendors because I could not do anything more than just like sing their praises. But I wanted to give a bridal perspective on things that I felt were ultra important for the day. Now, truth be told, when I first met Katie, I was a guest at a family wedding and she was actually a guest at said wedding, but she had because she's friends with them, and she had her team of people, whom are equally as amazing, working the event. But I saw a picture, because they're Marshall's cousins, of Katie as a guest, putting the bride's dress into a bustle. So Katie always goes above and beyond in anything that she does. There's no, like, corners cut. But I saw all of the attention to detail that went in to all of those things in the day. And I changed my mind about the aspect of having a wedding event coordinator because originally I was like, I don't need to do that. I am a radio personality. I have contacts. I have hosted and made hundreds of events go through seamlessly in my 19 years in radio. I was like, I got this. Oh my God, Katie, was I wrong? So everyone has asked me the number one question is it worth it? And I will 100% with every ounce of my soul say yes. I said this to somebody in the DMs the other day. If I had it to do over, I would have reworked my budget so that I could have Katie and her team as a part of that day. Oh. And I love you, Katie, but I mean, like, as we keep it real on Really Riley, like, I don't mean that just as praise because I think the world of you. I was shocked at the things that you don't think about going wrong that day or things that you don't really want to deal with on that day that you need a wedding planner for. So, Katie, in terms of your feelings on whether or not it being worth it, like, what do you think? Because I will tell my side of the story, but what do you think? Like, why from an event planner's perspective do you think it's worth it to put it into your budget to have an event planner?
Absolutely. And Kristen, who was actually part of your wedding day team,
amazing,
led Marshall's cousin's wedding. So that was so fun that she was your first kind of wedding planner. You got to see in action, also be part of your team. So shout out to Kristen. She's amazing.
She is awesome.
So I always like to say when I talk to my brides and grooms, think of a planner as your wedding insurance. Mm. As you mentioned, you know, you host so many events, you've done it, but you also haven't been a bride. I want you to be a bride and feel like a guest at your own wedding. So you're not like, okay, are the linens on the table? Did the DJ show up? Do they even know how to pronounce our name? I want you just having fun with your girls, getting ready, and just going through the motions and getting to experience it as a bride, as a couple. So that way you're not worried, like, you're not thinking the things in my head, like, okay, I'm sending this bridesmaid down the aisle. Okay, the next one's ready. Good. You're not thinking that. You're just like, oh, I'm getting ready to walk down the aisle. I'm going to go look at my husband and it's going to be great. So you just really having that moment of being in it. Also too, as a planner, as you may have, you know, shared with everybody, all the different kind of notes and packets, so to speak, that we work on. We have a very detailed timeline that we make sure that it's, you know, your approval that we share with all your vendors. Floor plans, your guest seating, your ceremony template, your decor document. You have all of these working documents that obviously you and Marshall have approved on to make sure we're all on the same page. So my team knows, you know, how to set up your favors where you want them. That also DJ has all the correct songs. We have all these different working documents that obviously, you know, as a bride, you could put together beforehand and we want it to be your approval, but someone to actually go and execute these items the day of.
And Katie, as you probably well know, very, very close to the heart by now, I don't like dealing with that stuff. It's not my forte. I'm horrible at email. 9 times out of 10, Katie had to text me after the poor girl, you sent like 4 emails asking about it. I'm horrible. But it's also like the things, even beyond those things, which are ultra important, first off, like bustling my dress. Katie did that. Did we have drinks while Marshall was getting hangry so we could like make him smile for the photos that were so important to me? Yes. Like if there was something missing, it was there. And I said this to the listener that DM'd me about this the other day. I was like, I felt as though if I was managing and handling all those things, like the month of, or like the day of, even like it almost to me feels like you're negating your wedding investment. Cause if you're not there and present to enjoy it, it's not worth it. And it goes by so fast. Y'all know that I don't like the cliche crap around here in Really Riley world, but it's so true. And I was so grateful to not have to worry about a thing. Like Kristen was there because my damn veil kept getting stuck on everything, including my dress, to unhook it very gently and figure it out. Like if there was something missing, Katie and her team had it handled before I could even really think about it. It was seamless. And I'm used to things going haywire. Like they happen in my life. Like we joke on the show most of the time that I have lived my life backwards. It worked out, but I didn't want to leave this wedding to chance. And for me, it was worth the investment and then some. So also, Katie, I wanted to make it important to the brides to note that there's other tiers of planning that you can do as well. Like say you are a control freak like me and you're like, no, I want to do my vendors and do this, that, and the third. You have like other like options for people as well, right?
Absolutely. So I always like to say, so as you mentioned, you know, most planners will, you know, happily customize. So there's full planning, which, you know, we start in the beginning, we work together, you know, we, every little aspect we're involved in, a lot of planners and myself included, we also have a styling package, which helps with your flowers, your linens, anything decor related. And some people call this day of coordination, and I call it more of wedding management. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is for that wedding management package, I'll start working with clients about 6 weeks out. So if someone tells you they can run your day seamlessly and just show up that day, I would be a little weary of that. So,
yeah, right.
So within those 6 weeks, you know, we're doing a site visit where we're walking the venue together to talk about the flow of the event, what the decor is, you know, where we're going to put your sweetheart table, you know, where your VIPs are going to sit. So we're physically walking through the stage and also getting all of those last minute documents I talked about, and also communication with your vendor squared. And I also want to give a shout out to Sydney, who is also there on the wedding day.
Amazing.
My team is amazing, because also I had a team of myself and two. So that way Sydney was on site to greet the vendors as they're loading in, making sure all your decor is getting set up while we're heading over to the church. Kristen and I are at your church getting your guests greeted, getting your wedding party settled and lined up, sending you down the aisle. And then that way, once I get you down the aisle, I'm heading to the venue, making sure everything is picture perfect while Kristen is on site to help oversee pictures and any, you know, ceremony items that we need. So I like having a team in all locations. And also, so my clients are never alone. There's always a planner with them.
And here's the thing about that situation. It's so invaluable, because I'm going to tell you something y'all aren't going to like, but like I always say, we keep it real here on Really Riley. You are going to find that family makes liars out of themselves when they say, well, we'll help, we'll handle it. No, they're caught up in, and that's not like a dig, but they're caught up in the day. They're caught up in the emotions. They're off in their own world. And you need somebody to manage the herd of chickens, as one of my bridesmaids called it. And I'll give it to you and your team, Katie, because our pastor, Pastor Rob, that was amazing, said to me, back of the church, he said to me, he goes, you know what? He was like, in 30 years of me doing this and performing weddings, he's like, I have never, ever seen a wedding go as seamlessly as this one. And I was like, oh my God. And that is 100% attributed to Katie. Like, I always have to like back up and tell people, you guys, I am a person that knows how to get shit done. Like, we got this. That's a lifestyle with me. And I'm always the one that wants to I've got it. I will figure it out. I'm a mother of two. I can do this. I've got a full-time radio career. Blah, 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 blah. You do not want to be that on your wedding day, I promise. And the stuff that popped up, especially brides have to consider right now with COVID, that was a big challenge. That's an added layer that, like you said, Katie, I'm not used to being a bride. I'm not used to handling vendors that, let's face it, some vendors are more A-plus than others, and some vendors can be a little difficult to deal with. You don't want to have the Bridezilla moment. And Katie and her team have this aura about them that is always this, we can fix it. Don't worry. And it took me a minute to let go of control of that, but when I did, I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God for Katie. Like, it's something you really do have to consider with your budget, because if you're going to spend upwards of thousands of dollars, it's just an investment I feel is necessary. Having been through it now.
Yeah, goodness. Well, thank you for that. And I like, you know, also, as you mentioned, like, whether your friends or your family that say they'll help, and I'm sure their intentions are great, but they also want to enjoy the party. Mm-hmm. And also, generally, most of them probably don't do events for a living, so they don't, you know to double check that the DJ did sound check and that, you know, the caterer is ready with a tray pass drink for when your guests get here. Just these little details that, you know, unless you work in hospitality or events, that you may not even think of. And faulting anybody on that, because that's not their forte. But no, you also want, you know, your family and friends to also enjoy the day as well.
And I always want to point this out too, because I was honestly blessed enough that most of my vendors were friends. That my makeup artist was a friend, Katie I consider a friend, my hairstylist was a friend. Not everybody gets that lucky with that. I tend to say, like, friends going with that as vendors isn't always the greatest idea. Because you want that person that not fight for you, but that can go to bat with you when things kind of get a little, oh God, we got to figure this out. We got to fix this. Because if y'all listen to this podcast at all, you know, Riley's got that bone in her that I will bite. But when you're dealing with someone that has such an investment in the wedding, you kind of want to keep it copacetic. And Katie, I feel like you were that person for me for a while. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, but also kind of, as you said, like, mentioning back packages and having friends, also a planner, they will happily give you recommendations for wonderful vendors, because as we all know, there's, you know, some people who are excellent that we love working with that we want to recommend, like Tori, for example. Like,
oh,
I know, like,
goodness. So the thing about
gorgeous photos.
Yes. So Tori, as you guys know, that I had a photographer that was a friend, that she's still a friend, will remain a friend forever and ever and ever. But we had to pivot and go with Tori because some things happened. And it was pivotal for me to have the photos. That was my biggest investment. One of the biggest investments, that and video, because Paul, my videographer, is also amazing.
Oh, Paul's amazing.
He's incredible. Another person I scoped off of Katie's Instagram. but they've a lot of times worked with these vendors. And here is the cool thing about that. Paul knew how Katie moved. Tori was very excited about working with Katie, and she was someone else that Katie recommended with me because she knew my vibe. I didn't tend to lean towards super, super posy photos. I wanted a little bit more of an editorial look, and that was hard for me to hand over that recommendation in a sense, because I was so hell-bent on this one look. And you'll get a wedding planner, if they're worth their salt, knows how to deal with different brides and different vibes, because I feel like brides are, like, so different across the spectrum of things. And that's another thing about Katie's not just a planner. She's an event stylist. Like, my cake, she decorated it with the flowers, you know, like, in terms of my favor table, I had a certain vision for the way I wanted things to be laid out, because we gave away rose quartz gift favors. And it wasn't just like, oh, let's lay it out. Katie was like, okay, send me the photos of it. Send me how you want it done. These are all things you don't want to mess with on your day.
No.
Well, and it's like all too often, and rightfully so, because like people with event spaces, they're not there to like decorate it for you or to clean it up for you. Side note, Katie, I have yet to thank you for the rock star job of, like, I don't know, you guys were like the Tasmanian devils of cleanup. All of a sudden it was like everything was in our car and just done, and we didn't have to worry about a thing. And that's honestly, I've had a lot of big days in my life being a radio personality. I've had two amazing children. I've had a lot of big days and big moments of my life. And this one for Marshall and my family was the culmination of it all. I cannot imagine what it would have felt like. And I'm going to be drama here. The devastation it would have felt if it didn't go at least 95% perfect, because nothing is perfect, right? And yeah. I do agree with you, Katie. You were like my insurance that day. A lot of people, I get emotional. I've been so emotional this last couple of weeks as a missus. But a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, you're singing your praises because she's your friend. I'm like, well, yeah, that's true. But the proof is in the pudding. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes. Like, did a few things go wrong for my wedding? Duh. Did Katie take care of them in 3.5 seconds? Yeah. So do you really want to leave all that to chance, or leave that to your mother-in-law that has sworn up and down and promised you she'll take care of stuff? I don't think so. I mean, so in terms of planning with you, Katie, how early would you say, like, say you just got engaged yesterday, like, how early would you say, given the way that weddings are being planned and revamped, how early would you say that they should book with you and your team?
Honestly, as soon as possible. They are predicting that 2022 is going to be a huge boom of weddings, just with all the reschedules and, you know, restrictions that we had. So 2022 is supposed to be this huge major wedding year. So if you're starting to plan a wedding, definitely, you know, reach out to a planner, reach out to Rose Gold, of course, and also start scouting your venue out early, just because there's only so many dates we can take. Mm-hmm. So definitely reach out to early. Another thing too, even if you don't do a full planning, as I mentioned earlier, we are always happy to recommend an amazing vendor team for you guys for the best day. Because A, I want you guys to have, you know, the best photographer and DJ kit, you know, all the greatest vendors. And also too, as you said, like working with friends. Well, I know who works, you know, who are kind people to work with and who are professional, you know, who are the all around great package. So I'm happy to, you know, planners are happy to recommend other vendors too.
Absolutely. And I think that
book us right away.
you were very, very, this is very indicative of Katie. She's like the sweetest person ever. And she's like, oh, you could book with other people. Please don't. Like, yeah. Okay. Like this also goes into me saying though, for truthfully, like not all vendors are the same, because sometimes the air of weddings, the minute that you put wedding on it, people become desperate and they deal with crap they shouldn't. Honestly, I feel like there's been times that I've seen or heard or whatever, like after my experience, that people are like, wait a minute, you know, my wedding planner was like kind of there. And after the check was signed, it was done. You really do have to be very particular about who you choose for your day. Somebody else asked me that on one of the Ask Riley Instagram polls. Like, what's the most important thing of your day? And I listed Katie's and her team as one of them. Like, you have to protect your peace during that day and enjoy it and get the right team of people around you. So I won't let you have the option of not booking with Katie, but even if it's not, make sure you do your research and, like, you know, ask people, go through the reviews, go through, you know, their Instagram and check out what they've done. Because I just feel like having somebody make that day run smoothly sometimes is more important than spending that extra $500 on a cake that nobody's really going to eat. I mean, listen, the cake was delicious, but we took half of it home.
Cake was delicious. Mr. Marshall, I know his big thing was cake. I was like, get your cake, Marshall.
Yes, Marshall's huge thing was cake. My big thing was photography. But again, like, pick your team wisely. Definitely book quickly, because I, like, even my wedding, I had to redo it because of the birth of baby Malin and the pandemic, but I had picked the most popular wedding date, apparently, to kick off fall weddings. So that was really difficult to try to revamp anything. Although Katie was a rock star and got it done. If you want to eliminate a little bit of that stress, you should probably start as early as you can, right?
Absolutely. Especially, yeah, for planners, venues, photographers, those are some of those vendors you want to get earlier. Items like florists, obviously paper goods, catering. A lot of times they can handle more than one wedding in a day. So mm-hmm. those are ones you obviously you want to get earlier the better, but someone you can kind of wait on. 100%. And as you mentioned, like reviews, Wedding Wire is huge to look up different vendor reviews. Instagram is great to see, you know, look at their portfolio, but also make sure that they have featuring real weddings and all there. And not all of it's just styled shoots and whatnot. So making sure you're seeing real work, real, you know, testimonials on there. And if you guys reach out, if I'm not available, I have a lot of great, you know, vendor planners that are wonderful that I'm happy to, you know, spread the love to. And all the vendors in this community, the DMV is a, you know, great wedding market. There's so many beautiful venues. And, you know, there's a tight-knit group. There's a lot of amazing vendors that I love working with and happy to recommend. And some that I kind of steer people clear of, unfortunately.
Yes, ma'am. So, I mean, seriously.
am.
Oh, see, Katie, this is why I giggle when you say about the Instagram styled shoots, because I'm the psycho that will go through their tagged photos and then go to the bride's Instagram and see what photos they posted. Because I'm a crazy person like that. That's what I did, because you had posted my videographer, Paul. You had posted a video of him. I was crying at it. I was an emotional mess. And then I went to his Instagram and I really looked through all of the things, and I just research, you guys. And this is what I love about you, Katie, that you're like, if it's not me, there's a tight-knit group of people that I can help you get to. Because I think from what I've experienced with you over the last, 2 years this wedding was in the making, is that you seem incredibly passionate about your craft in wedding planning, event styling, and what it is, you're creating these memories for family. It's a big deal, and I just sing your praises to the moon and back. I'm a no bullshit person, and you know that. And Marshall and I are just so incredibly grateful for you and your team of people that were literally our heroes. So,
oh my God, you're going to like make me cry. It's just such an honor to be part of your day, and you guys are both so amazing.
And I mean, it's just literally like, I know that it's like a big fat love fest, and some of y'all might be sick of me talking about the wedding stuff, but I really like to give that back from a real life perspective of it, because I have this platform to be able to do it. And I think that it's just great for all involved, for Katie and Rose Gold Events and her entire team, for you guys as my listeners, and for me, because it was as perfect as it absolutely could have been, because weddings are crazy. But if you guys want to get a hold of Katie, what do you think the best method of that is, Katie?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at rosegoldevent, E-V-E-N-T. You can email me, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at rosegoldevent.com. And my website is www.rosegoldevent.com.
And if you guys didn't get any of that, you can just go ahead and check out any of the million times I've tagged her in my wedding photos.
Yeah.
At Riley Couture. Yes. No, that's the thing, is some people were saying too, they're like, we're not sick of them. I'm like, am I like wedding vomiting you guys? Because there were just so many beautiful photos. I don't even care. I think I'm going to share some more later on today, because there's that many great ones. And that photographer was a recommendation of Katie. And for every pretty veil photo you see, Kristen's ass was fixing it for me. So.
Yeah. And those are some of the little fun behind the scenes of doing the quick bustle or the dress change and, you know, fixing the hair, just a little event magic, we like to call it.
It is event magic, 150%. So you guys, make sure you hit up Katie if you're planning a wedding. And if for nothing else, have a conversation with your vendors before you absolutely book. I think that was very important to get a feel and to speak to them and see how they work. We could go hours and hours and hours with this, but you know me and Katie are full-time working moms. So we're going to close it up. But you guys, if you want to hit me up with any more questions about Katie, I'm also open always. You know, the DMs are always open at Riley Couture. RileyCouture. That's Facebook and Instagram. Twitter is Riley Couture 5. Oh my God, there's so many. TikTok is Riley Couture 7. And then at Radio Recon on Snapchat. You guys, thank you so much for listening. And Katie, thank you so much for stopping by and taking the time to chat with me.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
I think we should do a part two at some point.
Hey, I'm down.
All right, you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's really Riley.